弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
一年要过了。
So the year almost passed.
早上我看到很漂亮的那个感恩节的装饰。
So I saw the Thanksgiving decorations.
那我就跟那个维静姐开玩笑。
So I joke with Sister Wei.
我就看到前面有沙拉吧。
So there's a salad bar in front of us.
表示我是在吃那个水果。
So I'm eating the fruit and veggie.
好，我今天的主题。
So the topic is my sermon.
是活水。
The living water.
活水。
Living water.
是从约翰福音四章七到十七节、十四节出来的。
From John chapter 4, verses 7 to 14.
好，那我们一起来读经节。
So let's read it together.
基本上，我们读中文，英文的话，我们就不重复了，大家看就好了。
So we just read Mandarin so we can read the English.
就是英文就不用读出来。
So we're not going to read the English verses.
好，来，我们来读中文来。
The Mandarin together.
好，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。
耶稣对他说，
请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。好，我们继续来。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就必永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。好，那我念四节，用英文来念来。
So only 14 in Mandarin together.
好，英文一起来。
But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
好，那我们就从经节里面我大致的走一遍。
So I'm go through the verses.
大家如果还有印象的话，
If you have impression,
我在两个礼拜前讲到了尼哥底母的故事。
So 2 weeks ago, I talked about Nicodemus.
尼哥底母，大家他是一个犹太人的官。
So he's an officer in he's a Jewish officer.
他是师。
He also a teacher.
他清楚摩西的教导。
So he understood the teaching of Moses.
那他也对耶稣呢也有一点认识。
He knew Jesus as well.
所以他来找耶稣基督。
So he came to look for Jesus.
那耶稣，弟兄姊妹，你们要清楚，在约翰福音里面，主耶稣有对七种不同的人给他们不同的答案。
So in Book of John, Jesus responds to 7 different people with different answers.
所以你在听牧师在讲这约翰福音，主耶稣对不同人的人在讲到回应的时候。
So to different persons respond differently.
你就要学习，这就是以后你去碰到人要传福音给他，你怎么样来传给不同样的人。
This is how we should learn to spread the gospel to different people, how we should do it.
尼哥底母他是所谓的犹太人的神学家。
So, Nicodemus is a Jewish theologian.
他是很受大家所尊重的。
He was well respected.
他认为他一生呢就持续了耶和华的教训。
So he followed the teaching of Jehovah.
可是呢，他对真正的福音呢，并没有真正的认识。
However, he didn't understand the real gospel.
So 他里面有个需要。
So from him,
他有 什么样的需要呢？
So he has some needs. What kind of needs?
他希望在他还没有走之前，甚至在他走以后，他能够看见或进入在旧约里面应许的他们那个所谓的天堂或神的国。
He would like to see the promised land, the kingdom of heaven, before he died or even after he died.
可是他没有把握。
But he was not certain.
我做犹太人的教师，这么清楚那个耶和华的教导，可是我没有保证，里面没有个把握，我以后走了之后能不能进天堂。
So I'm a teacher of the law. Even I wasn't sure I could enter kingdom of heaven after I died.
他去找耶稣基督。
So he came to Jesus.
因为他看到耶稣基督，听到所做的一些神迹奇事。
So he heard about the miracle performed by Jesus.
他知道耶稣能够做那些是从神来的。
He knew the miracle he performed was from God.
所以他带着一个渴慕的心，想去问耶稣基督。
So he came with a searching heart to ask Jesus.
可是他里面也带着一个好像一种好像要跟主耶稣问他到底清不清楚，他所提问题的态度来见耶稣基督。
Also about his attitude, the question.
那耶稣基督碰到这样人怎么帮助他呢？
So how can Jesus help a person like that?
就说你这个人要改变。
You need to change, Jesus said.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你去传福音，你碰到你一些或者是你认识的人，你想把福音介绍给他们的时候，
When you want to share the gospel with your friends or people you know,
我们要学耶稣基督的样子哦。
We need to model after Jesus.
你不要说我一套，不管你是什么样的人，我就是一套的标准答案。
So there's no standard answer only.
以前我有一个弟兄非常的爱主。
There's a brother who loved God dearly.
他是国内来的，他是湖南人。
So he came from mainland China, province of Hunan.
湖南人喜欢吃辣的，你们都知道吧？
You know, they like to eat spicy food.
四川是麻辣。
So it's a stinging spicy.
湖南是真的辣。
And Hunan is real spicy.
看那个有叫湖南辣妹子吗？
So you know the hot girl.
Spicy girl, 不是 hot girl.
No, you say woman is hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
所以那湖南人、哦、他吃辣吃惯了、哦、所以他的个性就比较直一点。
So they're used to spicy food and their personality is pretty straightforward.
那弟兄非常可爱。
So he's a lovely brother.
他碰到了喜欢把耶稣基督介绍给他们。
So he liked to introduce Jesus to others.
只不过他认为呢，他那一套好像所有人都可以适用。
But he thinks his way is the only way.
有一天我讲。
So he came to me one day.
他说牧师啊。
Pastor,
我说怎么样的弟兄
？What about?
他说我这次传福音啊失败了。
So I failed in sharing the gospel.
他说我不仅失败啊，还被那个人臭骂一顿。
Not only I failed, I also being scolded.
我说弟兄，那你跟我讲你是怎么给他传福音的
？Tell me what you did.
他说是爱我们的主耶稣爱到一个地步啊。
So I just tell him I love Jesus so much.
我看看那个人哦，犯罪很重。
So I saw the person sin so much.
因为我太了解他了。
I knew him so well.
所以我就直接跟他讲。
So I told him.
我说弟兄，他就到家里去接触这个夫妇。
So he visited their family.
他说兄。
So brothers.
他说你们如果不信耶稣基督的话。
If you don't believe in Jesus.
主差花我打我来福音给。
So immediately after.
那太太就翻脸了。
So the wife was so upset.
就把他赶出。
And kicked him out.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们传福音以后，你有小组的时候，你要去接触人，你要学习耶稣基督。
So once we start the cell group, we need to share gospel. You need to learn from Jesus.
如果你碰到那个人，他自认为他宗教背景很强。
If you think a person has strong religion background.
你可能碰到一个人，他对佛教很熟的。
Or maybe verse in Buddhism.
或是碰到一个人，他不信，还没有受洗或受浸，可是他常常读圣经的。
Or a person study Bible, not yet baptized.
或碰到一个人，他是很有学识涵养的，读了很多书的。
Or a knowledgeable person read many books.
那你要怎么帮助他呢
？How do you help those people?
你要问他信，你要跟他讲，信主可以改变我们这个人。
So you should tell him you can be changed through accepting Jesus.
而不是你要跟他讲道理，要跟他辩白，好像你的真理比他懂更多。
Don't argue about the theology, thinking you know more.
对这种他认为他学识涵养很够的人呢，你要用你自己做榜样来影响他们。
For a person thinking he knows a lot, you need to show how you act.
他看到你这个人，并没有生活没有比我好。
If it doesn't think your life is better than his.
钱也不一定赚得比我多。
And doesn't make more money.
可是奇怪呢，你活比我更快乐。
How come you're happier than I am?
他觉得你这个人呢，跟他的生活有不搭嘎。
So your life and his life may be different.
你让他知道你信主之后有改变。
So he noticed the change after you accept Christ.
那现在来到第二种人哦。
So then the other kind.
这个跟尼哥底母是完全相反的一个哦。
Opposite to Nicodemus.
撒玛利亚的女人哦
，A Samaritan woman。
哦，撒玛利亚，大家如果不晓得知道她的背景哈
，Do you know the background of Samaritan？
教会历史不熟，或者是对圣经不是很熟的，容许牧师花个两三分钟，把她撒玛利亚的背景跟你们解释一下。
Let me explain to you for people who doesn't know Samaritan。
哦，在那时候本来是犹太以色列人是一个国的啊。
Usually, Israel and Judah.Were one country.
是在大卫王跟所罗门王的统治之下。
Under the rule of King David and Solomon.
你说牧师，你讲这人物我还不知道哈。
So I don't know Solomon or David.
那你就把它当作个故事来听哈。
Just take it as a story.
所以那个传到那个所罗门王。
So after King Solomon.
他要把他的王位传给他的下一代。
So Solomon, gave his throne to his descendant.
那他儿子叫耶罗伯安。
Jeroboam.
那耶罗伯安呢，接着他的爸爸的王位。
Jeroboam became king after Solomon.
结果他就课税课很重。
He put heavy taxes.
可是很好玩哦。
But interesting enough.
他课税重的，他们有十二个支派。
So there are two tribes.
他只对那个。自己支派以外的十一个支派课得特别重
，so he charged more taxes among the 11 other than his own tribe.
那其他十一个支派就说：“我们又不是傻子啊。”
The other tribes said, "We're no fool."
我们辛苦在那边做工赚钱，然后就给你来享受嘛。
So we earn so that you can enjoy.
所以他们就分裂啊，成为南北两国。
So the country split into northern and southern kingdom.
北国就是所谓的以色列国。
Israel up north.
南国就是所谓的犹大国。
Judah in south.
那以色列国跟不管是你他们两个国都有二十个王，二十或二十一个王。
Israel and Judah, they all have 20 kings.
可是北国以色列啊，没有一个好王。
There's no good king in Israel.
一个好的都没有。
Not one.
所以呢，耶和华呢就来做审判的工作了。
So that's what Jehovah judged them.
所以在主721年的时候
，So 721 B.C.
主兴起亚述帝国。
So they God rose up Assyria.
他们把那个北国结束了。
And destroyed Israel.
那你知道，如果举个例好来讲啊，假如你今天你是一个很强大的帝国。
For example, if you're a strong empire nowadays,
那你要扩领土，你攻城略地哈。
You want to expand your territory.
所以你把那个小国把它打下来了。
So you conquer the small countries.
那你顾虑的就是说我怎么样能够继续在那个地方维持我的统治权嘛
？So how can I rule after I conquer them?
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要看那些君王哈，那亚述王是非常残暴的。
So Assyrian are very cruel.
如果你去读他的历史，他对所有的酷刑啊，比我们现在所认知的还要残酷哦。
So they're so cruel, so many difficult, compared to nowadays.
这样的残酷的王啊，把北国啊占领下来了。
So he occupied the northern kingdom Israel.
可是呢，他们很聪明。
But they're smart.
他们知道呢，要控制一个新占领的国呢，靠武力是没有用的。
Sometimes force cannot control the conquered territory.
他们要靠文化。
Culture better.
所以他把那北国那些精英分子啦，那些统治分子啊，那些高等的教授啦，
那些有才学的人呢，全部把他们从北国啊迁到巴比伦人那里去了，巴比伦那个地方去了。
So they took the captives of the elite people into a Babylonian kingdom.
他留下的是那个没有最穷的，或者是种田的一些农夫。
So what was left were farmers and ignorant people.
然后他把那个北国呢，他从每个他侵占的小国里面呢，把每个小国的人呢迁徙到这个北国以色列国里面。
And he immigrated those conquered people into Israel territory.
So, 基本上就把北以色列国哈北国整个的种族混合了。
So there's a mixture of the people nowadays.
所以在地的那些穷人或者是低下的农夫们呢，就跟这些进来的妇女们呢结婚混合在一起了。
So there are intermarriage between the different people.
那他们就称这样的人叫什么？
So they call those half-breed
叫什么
Samaritan
撒玛利亚人、所以撒玛利亚人是犹太人所看不起的。
So Jews despise Samaritan.
一方面呢，他们不是纯种的。
Because they are not pure blood.
可是一方面呢，他们看到撒玛利人就想起什么？
When they saw Samaritan, what reminded them of?
他们那时候被亚述帝国怎样整个灭亡的经过。
Because they were conquered by Assyrians.
看到撒玛利亚人的时候，那个新仇旧恨啊，七百年了，到这边这时候关系都是非常不好的、
So throughout the history, over 700 years, there are bad blood between Jewish and Samaritan.
所以如果你看地图的话呢，这边是耶路撒冷，这边就是犹大，然后再来就是撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚的北边才是所谓的加利利。
So you can see Jerusalem.Judah, Samaritan, then Galilee.
So, 一般犹太人啊，他们如果要到耶路撒冷来朝圣的话，如果他住在北边，他要到南边的耶路撒冷。
So they live north. They want to pay pilgrimage to the south.
他们是不经过撒玛利亚这个地方的。
They will bypass Samaritan.
因为他们觉得这地方是被咒诅的地方。
Because they think Samaria was a cursed territory.
他们都会绕过约旦河的东岸。
So took detour around Jordan River,
往南走
going south,
然后进到所谓的耶路撒冷那里去
then entered Jerusalem.
那如果大家还记得，如果弟兄姊妹你知道的话，有一个撒玛利亚人的故事。
Remember the story about Samaritan?
就是他们往东边走，从越约旦河到耶利哥的时候，要知道耶路撒冷。耶利哥那个地方所发生的故事。
It happened around Jericho, close to Jerusalem.
同样，主耶稣，如果你在前面，主耶稣到耶路撒冷，前面有讲到，到耶路撒冷，他把那个圣殿啊清理圣殿。
Remember, Jesus cleared out the temple in Jerusalem.
然后呢，他开始他的门徒啊，开始传福音，帮人家施浸。
So his disciples spread the gospel and baptized people.
那人数呢？比施浸者约翰的人数还多的时候
，More than John Baptist baptized。
那法利赛人注意到了
，So Pharisee noticed。
主耶稣知道法利赛人，他们是一些破坏主耶稣的宗教徒
，Because they're religious。
主耶稣就要离开他们了
，So Jesus didn't want anything to do with them。
他要回到加利利那个地方去了
，So he wanted to return to Galilee。
可是他不绕哦
，But he didn't take the detour。
照他们犹太人的习惯，他们可以不要经过耶路撒冷这个地方呢。
According to Jewish custom, they don't need to go through Samaria.
主耶稣他们可以多绕一点，然后从就像我讲过约旦河，从北走到加利利那个地方。
They should cross Jordan River, then heading north.
可是主耶稣说，我要经过撒玛利亚。
However, Jesus insists on passing through Samaria.
我知道这个地方是被犹太人所厌弃的，所讨厌的一个地方。
I know this is area despised by Jews.
是呢，我要经过这个地方。
However, I want to pass through it. Brother and sister,
我们传福音，有时候我们也会挑对象的。
Sometimes we need to pick and choose how to share gospel.
我们常常挑的对象都是我们自己喜欢的。
We may pick the people we like to share the gospel.
你要我传福音给你哦。
You want me to share the gospel?
那你至少要跟我。
At least we're in the same group.
就是我看你啊，不讨厌的。
So I don't despise you.
我觉得你 生活水准的跟我差不多的。
And your living standard is similar to mine.
所以我传福音给你，不要太麻烦。
So it won't cost me too much trouble to share the gospel.
最好是我们两个的口味都差不多。
So we have similar taste.
啊，我是在美国念大学念研究所的。
So I study in America for graduate school.
所以我传福音的对象最好一定要大学以上的。
So I only want to share gospel with college degree or even more.
这样我福音我讲得高兴嘛。
So it will please me to share the gospel to such people.
我讲什么他都可以跟我回应的嘛。
Because the people will be responsive to what I said.
那我们就喜欢用圣经里面的例子哦。
So we like to use the example in Bible.
灵与灵响应哦。
So that you can get response.
就深渊啊与深渊响应哦。
So you knock and it will hear something back.
如果碰到那种我们觉得说跟我们口味不合的。
If you find people with different taste.
我是做生意的。
Like a business person.
你这个人是在餐馆里面打工的。
Or a waiter in a restaurant.
或者是在按摩店里面啊帮人家。
Or a massage parlor.
你好你好你好感谢主主祝福你。
So praise the Lord, God bless you.
我对你很 open 啊。很欢迎你到我们教会啊。
So I'm open, welcome you to our church.
可是呢，我们里面已经决定了，我不会再跟他多说什么。
However, deep inside, I won't converse with them too much.
弟兄姊妹，我们不愿意进入撒玛利亚。
We don't want to enter Samaria.
我们喜欢绕过撒玛利亚，进到加利利哦。
We like to detour around Samaria into Galilee.
耶稣没有这样哦。
Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣是神
Jesus is God.
他是纯种的犹太人
So he's Jew.
他蛮有神的知识，蛮有神的智慧
He knows God and he has the wisdom of God.
他对那种有知识的、自以为高尚的人有负担
So he's burdened for people who think they're smart.
可是他也对那种人所看不起的社会的弱势团体，他也非常的有负担。
He also had burden for despised people, lower level people.
弟兄姊妹，这个是传福音呢。
So we are sharing the gospel.
请问你们在读的时候，有没有把它当作传福音的故事啊？
When you read about this, do you think about this as a story about sharing the gospel?
我们只认为一个妇人很可怜，主耶稣来给她水喝。
It's about a poor woman, Jesus shared water.
其实他铺路我们这个人的光景哦。
Actually, he exposed our plight.
一个女人
a woman.
女人是那时候男权社会所看不起的。
So it's a weaker sex.
她来打水。
So she came for water.
打水表示呢，她要靠她自己呀、啊，来养活她自己的。
So she need to support herself.
我们知道她的背景，她前面有五个丈夫，现在有一个男的跟她同居的。
She had five husbands. The one she lived with was not her husband.
可是没有人会帮她。
Nobody helped her.
一个妇人被社会所瞧不起。
So she was despised by society.
甚至连亲密的同居的人也没有帮她。
So even the people she lived with didn't help her.
所以她家里渴了，没有水怎么办啊？
So what happened when the household ran out of water?
在中午非常炎热的时候
，In high noon，
她只有靠自己来打水
，By herself to fetch water。
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们就是这样子哦。
Sometimes we are similar。
你会发现很多事情到中来还是要靠你自己哦。
So oftentimes, eventually, you're on your own。
可是呢，耶稣就亲身的来接近这样一个需要主耶稣活水的一个亲爱的姊妹哦。
So Jesus got close to a woman who needed the living water.
前面是尼哥底母主来找耶稣基督的。
Nicodemus volunteered to visit Jesus.
这次是耶稣知道撒玛利亚这个让人讨厌的地方有一个孤独啊、孤单、被边缘化的妇人需要耶稣基督。
So now in the despised territory of Samaria, A woman needed Jesus, so he came.
So, 耶稣对她说,
so Jesus said to her,
请你给我水喝。
Would you give me a drink?
他把人门徒呢都进城买食物去了。
His disciple had gone into the town to buy food.
基督要亲身的跟这个妇人有对话。
So Jesus would like to have a conversation.
他是问说，给我水喝。
Would you give me a water drink?
那这个妇人就对他说，你是一个犹太人，我太了解你们犹太人，平常就看不起我们撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew." She knew Jew despised Samaritan.
何况我还是一个在那时候男尊女卑的社会里面，我还是一个女人。
So it's even more so for a woman.
连犹太人他们自己在公众场合都不跟他们自己的犹太女人对话的。
So Jewish people don't speak to women in the public.
那今天你怎么像我这样一个犹太的撒玛利亚妇人？跟我要水喝呢
？How can you ask a drink from a Samaritan woman？
你还是一个男的呢
？And you're a male。
我还是一个女的呢
？And I'm a female。
哦，因为被几个犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
So nothing, there's no dealing between Jew and Samaritan。
哦，再往下哈，那耶稣就回他说了。
And Jesus replied。
啊。那撒玛利亚人呢？他所认识的是从社会文化、做人的道理来看的。
So the point of view is from the culture and society.
所以弟兄姊妹，你碰到在被生活上困苦，或是他认为他在挣扎中的人传福音的话呢？你要把福音传给他的时候，你要怎么帮助他
？So how do you share the gospel with the suffered people?
因为你在接近他传福音的时候，他所想的都是他生活的困难。
So when you approach him on their mind, there's a difficulty in life.
他所看见就是说，哎，你这是有一个 engineer 啊，你是个医生啊，你是个律师啊，你是一个什么样的生意人啊？今天怎么会到我这个一个很穷苦的家里？还在平常时候，我不知道你们有没有传福音过？以前我跟师母在 Temple City 的时候。
So, do you remember when you share gospel, they will think, oh, you're in a distinguished professional.How would you come to my humble abode?
我们到那种弟兄姊妹在按摩店里面工作的弟兄姊妹传福音哦。
So we share gospel with masseuse in a massage parlor.
所以他们一想到就是说，你怎么会到我家里来呢
？How come you came to my house?
因为我知道一般人看不清，就看不起我这个职业的。
I know my profession is despised by society.
那弟兄姊妹们，那时候我们要怎么样回应他呢？
So how should we respond?
你不能这样回答哦。
You can't say like this.
啊，今天是主耶稣的恩典借着我到你家了。
Because God's grace brought me here.
我知道呢，虽然别人看不起你。
Even others despise you.
我也知道，平常时候我也不太跟你这种人来往的。
So I usually don't deal with a person like you.
可是今天圣灵感动啊，叫我来跟你说话。
But Holy Spirit touched me to come today.
不能这样讲哦。
You can't say such things.
哦、所以讲话要有智慧、啊、
So you have to have tact in your conversation.
主耶稣怎么回答他
？So how did Jesus respond?
主耶稣要把他带到一个属灵的看见里面。
So Jesus want to show her some spiritual things.
主耶稣没有给他解释说我为什么要来到你这里。
He didn't explain why he came.
他说你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必找求他。他也必找给你活水。
So if you have known who would have asked him and would have given you the living water.
意思说主耶稣我们要帮助这样的人呢，你要把他带到属灵里面。
You need to bring them spiritually.
你不要一直跟这个人在那个生活的困苦中啊，在那边绕来绕去。
Don't circle around in the difficulty in life.
能把人从生活困苦中出来的，不是你的话，也不是你这个人怎样想帮助他。
It's not your words or your help to bring them out of the difficulty.
而是你要帮助这个人看见主耶稣基督。
Help them to see Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣说：“你知道吗
？”So do you know?
你知道神乐意把一切所有好的都给你吗
？Jesus want to give you the best.
神是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯的那一位。
Full of grace and mercy.
啊，你知道现在跟你讲的是谁吗
？So who is talking to you?
如果你真的知道了。
If you really know,
你也了解了
If you understand,
你会早就信耶稣基督了
So you should have believed in him long time ago.
所以弟兄姊妹们，帮助这样的人，我们必须这样帮助他
So help such person, we need a certain way.
那妇人说
So the woman said,
她的回应也是完全不懂你在讲什么了。
So she didn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
这很正常哦。
So that's quite normal.
你刚刚说你知道你信耶稣基督，耶稣会把最好的给你哦。
So you mentioned if you believe in Jesus, you will receive the best from him.
对方可能就像这样回答。
So people may respond just like this Samaritan.
先生没有打水的器具啊，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?
你说我现在生活很困难呢。
I live in difficulty.
你如果不帮助我找一好一点的工作
，If you can't get me a better job,
那这个洛杉矶竞争又非常激烈。
There's fierce competition in Los Angeles.
那你怎么帮助我呢
？How can you help me?
会哦。
Of course.
以前我传福音给一对夫妻。
Some time ago, I shared gospel with a couple.
我们甚至到家里拜访都很多次。
We visit them quite often.
夫妻呢，吵架打架很凶。
They argue and fight often.
那亲爱的姊妹会拿菜刀出来的。
So the woman will brought out the butcher knife.
所以一天有一次我们是半夜两三点啊，那个姊妹大哥们啊，做那时候还是弟兄，做弟兄啊，做姊妹啊，你们要赶快来。
So one time in the middle of the night, they said, Come to visit me. You have to come right away.
我们问他发生什么事啦
？What happened?
他说我先生离家出走了。
So my husband left the house.
我不晓得他跑哪里去了。
I didn't know where he went.
我说为什么呢
？Why?
他说吵吵，因为我们家哈租房子要很多钱，他又不出去工作，都靠着我赚钱。
So we need to pay the rent, and he didn't work. It's all on me.
所以呢，我们吵得很凶的时候。
So during the heat of the argument,
他说我就把菜刀拿出来了。
So I took out the butcher knife.
那我先生看到我拿菜刀出来了。
And he saw the knife.
那个姊妹长得比先生还大。
So because I was bigger and stronger.
那先生就跑出去了。
So the husband fled.
我跟师母两个人哦，就在那个 El Hambra 啦、Temple City 啊、San Gabriel 那一带，就在半夜两三点了，我们就开始找他了。
So me and my wife around that area, circling around in the neighborhood of Temple City.
想到能够去的地方都去找了。
And every conceivable places.
都没找到。
We didn't find him.
后来你们知道在哪里找到吗
？Do you know eventually where?
我说啊，姊妹，我们回家好了。
So let's go home.
后来走一走，要到他家前面有个十字路口。
So there's a crossroad near the house.
那凯爷弟兄坐在十字路口的红绿灯下。抱着那柱子在那边站在那里哦。
So he held the traffic light.
我说弟兄啊，回家吧。
So brother, let's go.
他说我很想回家，可是我不敢回家。
I want to, but I dare not.
那我们就传福音给他们。
So I share gospel with them.
就这样，你知道你们信主，耶稣基督会帮助你，因为他是赐福的那一位，你要对他有信心。你只要接受他成为你的救主，你就他会给你活水喝，会满足你里面的需要。
So you need to accept Jesus Christ. He's loving, He's helping, and He's a living water that He will satisfy your need.
你们知道那时候这对弟兄姊妹非常的可爱。
So they're a lovely couple.
他们开始接触福音嘛。
So they touched by the gospel.
那个很可爱的姊妹太太就跟我这样讲。
So the wife talked to me.
她说周弟兄
，Brother Joe，
那你能不能一个月给我们1000块
？Can you give me $1,000 a month？
那这样子我们就会来教会的。
Then we will visit the church.
我们也愿意信主耶稣基督了。
Then we will accept Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这没有不对哦。
Nothing wrong with that.
你不要说这个人怎么这样子回答。
You can say how could this be?
因为他跟我们就像那个撒玛利亚妇人一样。
Because they're just like Samaritan woman.
对福音根本不了解。
They didn't understand at all the gospel.
他所看重的是我现在生活很困苦。
What they thought we are down and out.
我需要有人帮助我离开这样的困境。
I need to get out of this plight.
那主耶稣在怎么讲呢
？What did Jesus say?
他还跟主还是在跟主耶稣回应呢
？They're still conversing.
他说我们的祖宗雅各呢，把这井留给我们。
So our father Jacob who gave us the well.
他自己和儿子呢，并牲畜也都喝这井里的水。
And drank from it himself as did those his sons and his livestock.
难道你比他还大吗
？So are you bigger than him?
换句话，如果照我们现在的说法
，So according to nowadays,
说牧师啊，你要跟我讲，我们要信靠耶稣基督，他从里面让我们这里面有干渴可以解渴，这是你讲的啦。
So pastor, you told me that there's a living water can satisfy our thirst.
啊，我知道我这个我不管我们是哪个国家的人呢，我举个例啊，我只举例哈，你们不要那个对号入座。
Don't we just take it for example?
我从那个国家来，我特别哈，抱歉，我是广东人哈，我爸爸是广东人，我妈妈是台湾人。
So my dad from Canton, my mom from Taiwan.
广东省的所得是全中国第一名的嘛
？So the annual the household income Canton is number one in mainland China.
所以广东人呢很会做生意的。
Because they're good at business.
那我就用我自己广东人来做例子。
So I use myself Cantonese as an example.
因为我是广东人呐。
So I'm Cantonese.
我们广东人呢所得呢是中国第一的。
So the household income is number one in mainland China.
啊，我还是客家人呢。
So I'm also Hakka.
哦，客家人有应景的精神哦。
So Hakka, of course, is more flexible.
所以牧师，你讲那个，我呀不可靠啦。
So sometimes may not be reliable.
最可靠的还是我这传统的广东人、客家人打拼的精神。
So our energy for career is the most reliable thing.
我的爸爸、祖父就是这样拼出来的。
So my generation, my ancestors work hard.
他们跟我讲，做一个男人就是要这样努力的。
So every man should work hard.
难道呢？而且他们都成功呢。
And they were successful.
我今天能够移民到美国，就是爸爸妈妈留下一些遗产，我继续下去，我才能够到美国来的。
So they left something for me to come to United States so that I can live off it.
那你今天要跟我讲，要仰赖耶稣基督，不靠我的祖先，不靠我自己的能力。难道你能够给我的东西比他们给我的还多吗
？How come you tell me rely on Jesus? Will they give me more than my ancestor left me?
就是这里的意思。
So this is what we said about here.
那耶稣有没有跟他争辩呢
？Did Jesus argue with her?
耶稣还是把他带到属灵里面。
Jesus still brought her in spiritually.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要传福音给在生活里面有需要的福音朋友的时候。
When you share gospel for people in need in life,
你要记得是帮助他进到他属灵的生命里面。
Help them into the spiritual life.
他说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴。”
Everyone who drank this water will be thirsty again.
你要靠世上的人，你要靠你爸妈给你一些 DNA， 你很聪明的才识，你要靠自己的能力。
So everything, every secular thing, the DNA, your smart, and your endowment.
你永远没有满足的时候
，cannot be satisfied。
他说：“可是耶稣基督说
，However Jesus said，
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
Whoever drink from me will never thirst again。”
啊，耶稣就再跟他讲一次
，So and I repeat it。
所以弟兄姊妹们，碰到这样有需要的朋友的时候，或者你所亲爱的对的朋友的时候
，When you share gospel with people in need。
不要跟人家争辩
，Don't argue。
不要争辩说，这都是我们常提一句话。你不要跟他说啊，好汉不提当年勇啊。
Don't what's bygone bygone。
啊，你过去都已经过去了，你再怎么厉害，你现在在美国又是这样子嘛。
So it is what it is。
不要这样跟他提啊。
Don't mention。
因为我们也自己也是这样走过来的。
We experience similar situation。
要带着一个尊重人的心态。
We need to be respectful.
要跟他讲说，我会为你祷告。
So I will pray for you.
因为如果你真的信主，你真的会经历，你里面的干渴会得到真正的满足。
So if you truly believe, you'll be satisfied with it.
因为耶稣基督所赐给我们的水。
Because the water that Jesus gave us.
这个水就是我上礼拜讲的这个永恒的生命。
So it's the water's eternal life.
这个水在你里面。
So it's within.
你接受耶稣基督，接受他这永生，这永生在你里面，就是那个一直可以涌出生命的泉水。
Once you accept Jesus, you will have eternal life. This is the living water, the well within you.
耶稣基督在你里面，当你遇到困难，当你遇到挫折，当你遇到像这撒玛利亚妇人，你必须靠自己，没有人欣赏你的时候。
So when you encounter difficulty like the Samaritan woman,
你只要祷告。
All you need is pray.
回到里面的源头。
So return to the source within.
主耶稣那个圣灵生命活水的供应。
the spiritual living water from Jesus will not make you thirst anymore. Will continue to satisfy you to eternity.
弟兄姊妹，我们承认人有软弱。
We all had moment of weakness.
人，我们常常有时候我们自己就像撒玛利亚人一样。
We sometimes just like Samaritan woman.
可是我们需要接受耶稣基督，成为里面永远的生命。
So we need to have Jesus becoming our eternal life.
传福音，传给生活上有困难的、生活上受到难处的朋友们。
Sharing gospel with people in need and had difficulty in life.
我们必须帮助人了解。
We need to help them understand.
真正能够解我们里面那个你所知道渴的那个东西。
So we need to quench the internal thirst.
只有耶稣基督这个永活的泉源。
So only Jesus, the everlasting well.
那抱歉啊，英文 sorry 啊。But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternity. 就这个意思，到永生。
So to eternity.
那这个我就直接到这个就是我就跳过去了哈，因为就跟我讲了它的本质、它的源头、它的功效、它的条件。他的代价，我很快走一个，这样我讲完你就知道很快了。他的本质是什么
？So what's the nature of it？
你若知道神的恩赐和对他说必给我水喝的是谁，你必求求他，他也必找给你活水来。
Jesus answered her, "If you know the gift of God and who is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and it would have given you living water."
所以本质这个 living water 就是神的恩赐。
So living water is.It's a talent or spirit from God.
那我这个读过，我就不读了哈。
So we have read this before.
就那它的源头。
And the source.
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
就是约翰十七章二节有说，他正如你所赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
John 17 verses 2, For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. So we can share eternity with others. We can bring eternity to others.
圣经讲我们就是那个活水的源，那个我们那是那管道嘛。
So we are the channel of the living water.
所以源头是神，我们也经过功效。
And the efficacy.
解你的干渴。
Quenching your thirst.
成为你里面的泉源
becoming a spring within、
它的条件呢
what about the conditions
就是你必须要知道
you have to know
而且你必须要求
and ask
那个知道很有意思、
knowing is an interesting phenomena
牧师在这个再花一两个分钟、
so let me share some more
圣经里面的知道并不是你头脑的知道
Knowing is not from your intellectual.
圣经里面知道，旧约知道是说，你跟神亲密到一个地步，神所要做的，神所要想的，你都清楚。
It's about understand the will of God.
所以这知道呢，在旧约中的意思就是夫妻同房的意思。
Actually, knowing is a it's an intimate relationship between husband and wife.
所以知道神的恩赐，不是说啊，我读到了，今天牧师讲我就知道了。
Not about hearing sermon, the reading Bible.
而是你必须自己也经历过。
And you have to experience it.
弟兄姊妹，如果你没有经历过撒玛利亚人的困境，
If you haven't experienced the plight like Samaritan,
你就很难真正知道神在那时候给你的恩赐是什么。
You can't really understand the grace of God.
你知道了，你就要赶快求。
So if you know, then you will ask.
知道啊，求。
So knowing then asking.
代价呢?
What about the cost?
免钱,抱歉,免费。
It's free.
讲成台语了,免费的。
It's free, it's pro bono.
你只要接受,还高高兴兴的接受,白白的取生命的水喝。
Just wish to take the free gift of the water of life.
所以他感谢神啊,就是以赛亚55章一节。 你们一切干渴的都当就进来，没有银钱的也都可以来。
Isaiah 55 verses 1, Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money.
完全是不用钱。
It's completely free.
所以我的结论和应用。
So the summary and application.
这个我们一起念来。
这段的中心告诉我们一个根本的事实，就是人心中有一种渴，而这只有耶稣基督才能满足。从表面上看，我们似乎完全不同，但在内心深处，我们本质上是一样的。
我跟这个这么可爱的学长和张医师，对不对？他长得比我帅多了。
Not really. he's bigger and younger.
我们完全不同。
So we're so different.
他经过那个很严格的联考制度呢，是 top 10 的学生。
So I passed the tough entrance exam.
那我是读书喜欢混的学生。
So I just like to get by.
我有一点小聪明。
So I have some smart.
不光我们外面的看起来我们似乎完全不同。
So superficially we're totally different.
可是张医师他里面也有一种渴。
But I have the thirst.
我也一种渴。
And pastor has the thirst.
来，我们这一起来练来。我们都对某件事极度不满，我们不知道那是什么。在我们每个人的身上都有这种不明的不满足的渴，这种模糊的不满，这种缺乏的东西，也是一种挫折感。 弟兄姊妹，想一想。
Think about it, brother and sister.
你可能出门开很好的车子。
So you may drive a fancy car.
你住的房子呢也很舒服，那外面看有太平洋。
So live a mansion with the ocean view.
我们外面看呢就是一条大马路。
And then we have street view.
你可能有很好的家庭。
So you have a wonderful family.
可是呢，你会不会觉得在你安静独处的时候？
But in the quiet of the night,
你里面还有一种渴。
So there's some thirst within.
你天天看新闻报纸，那个渴会越来越渴。
So when you read the news, you feel more thirsty.
你想从人身上得一种东西，只有你知道，可是人永远没办法给你。
The secular cannot satisfy you.
我们都有一种渴。
We all have a certain thirst.
那就是你里面内心真正缺乏的东西。
So that's deep within you are lacking.
来，我们一起念来。
人的一部分真实状况是，我们无法从人提供给我们的事物中找到快乐。我们永远无法摆脱神赋予人灵魂内对永恒的渴。我们都有一种只有耶稣基督才能满足的渴。
弟兄姊妹们，我们都有一种对永恒的渴慕。
So we all thirsty for eternity.
不管你是什么样背景的人
，regardless of background，
不管你是什么样的肤色
，the color ethnicity，
我们都对永恒有渴望。
So we all thirsty for eternity。
有可能你有其他的渴，别的东西可以满足你。
Maybe you have some certain thirst can be satisfied by other stuffs。
可是这对永生的渴，只有耶稣基督可以满足。
But the thirst for eternity only Jesus can satisfy。
来一起念来。
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
感谢神，来，我们一起来祷告。
Praise the Lord, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你自己成为我们的榜样。
Thank you for being our model.
教导我们怎样来服侍人，怎样来传福音。
Teach us how to serve and how to share the gospel.
但你也提醒我们。
You also remind us.
有时候我们就是尼哥底母。
Sometimes we're just like Nicodemus.
有时候我们也就是那个撒玛利亚妇人。
Or just like Samaritan woman.
我们里面都有一种渴。
We all have a thirst deep within.
我们也要帮助我们的朋友们知道他们里面也有一种渴。
We need to help our friends to understand the thirst within.
而这种渴，只有耶稣基督才能够真正的满足我们。
The thirst can Jesus can truly satisfy.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
God, we thank you.
我们只要 白白的来到你面前。
We can come before you without anything.
我们就可以取那个生命的活水成为我们里面的泉源。
So we can have the living water to become the well within.
满足我们永远的渴。
Satisfy our thirst for eternity.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们起立一起来唱回应诗歌。
Let's arise and respond hymn.